It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Bethany lies on the southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives, nearly 2 miles east of Jerusalem. It was the hometown of three very close friends of Jesus, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. While Jerusalem gives us its view of the personality of Jesus, Bethany presents its view also. It was in this little community that Jesus came to rest when he visited Jerusalem. Following the Palm Sunday events, he brought his disciples to Bethany to spend the night. Here, away from the crowds, he could rest and fellowship with a small group of friends. It was in Bethany that Simon the leper invited Jesus to a meal. While they were eating, Mary broke a very expensive jar of perfume and poured it on the head of Jesus. The perfume could have been sold for more than $300, nearly a year's wage. It was with reckless devotion that Mary loved her Lord. Once Jesus was sitting and teaching in the home of Lazarus. They had just finished a meal, and Martha was busy cleaning the table and washing the dishes. Mary, who should have been helping Martha, had become so enraptured with the words of Christ that she forgot her duties. Martha entreated Jesus to remind Mary of her duties, but the gentle Galilean instead reminded Martha that the dishes could wait while the words of life were being spoken. Jesus was a man of deep compassion, and when told by Mary that her brother Lazarus had died, he wept from sorrow. Being shown the place where Lazarus had been buried, Jesus called him out from the grave and death. This act, incidentally, hastened the death of Jesus by the religious authorities. It was at the graveside of Lazarus that Jesus uttered words which today are spoken at nearly every Christian funeral. Speaking to a deeply grieved Martha, Jesus reminded her of his life-giving mission. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." There is in modern Bethany a church building built on the traditional site of the home of Lazarus. It is called the Church of Lazarus. On its walls are inscribed those words of Jesus. If you visit Bethany today, you will be shown a tomb behind the Church of Lazarus. Here, supposedly, Lazarus was laid only to rise again through the love of Christ. It's a typical tomb, cut out of the rock and containing a burial chamber in which the dead lay on a slab of rock. You know, life makes demands upon us both public and private. We are called upon to express our faith to the masses and also to our friends. It is with us as it was with Christ that we gain strength from our private circle of friends to face the public masses. Whenever we are exhausted from our public duties, we can retire to our small circle of intimate friends for renewed strength. And that is what Christ did often at Bethany.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.